All right, you are in the bedroom. Griana is still sitting on her daybed. What's up?
I don't know.
You want to go to the library, and then you have a meeting at dusk. And
yes,
it's about noon, so start planning what you want to do.
Should we do that?
Let's go to the library.
Sipping on my morning tea, ladies. I've just had the craziest night's sleep. Really wild.
Nightmares.
I haven't slept that deeply in so long. I think it's due to the recent amount of revenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
So do we start walking?
So you're going to the library?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, so you...
Can I do something while we're walking?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I go up to Griana, like, on the side, like, while everybody's walking, and just, like, talk to her for a second? You okay
mm-hmm.
there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Me and Griana?
Yeah.
I mean, you and me, Zil.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So I just want to...
What's up?
Yeah, I go, hey, so... I know we used to fight a lot, and I know I quit a couple times.
I would be surprised. I would even say like 10.
Yeah, probably. At least 16, one per episode.
You know, to be honest.
Yeah. I just want to say.
Sometimes it hurt my feelings, but.
I just want to say I'm sorry. From. Do you laugh?
No, I'm crying.
Oh. I go.
Griana throws up.
Oh. It was a sad throw up.
I take out the little claw thing and I go, I got this for you when we went to the tailor. It's to clean off your badge. I know it's pretty dirty.
So she hands you, Zil hands you this, this handkerchief sized blend of, silk and felt. Oh. And it's meant to polish.
And I go, like, I know you haven't had time to polish your badge since we started.
Wait, you guys went to a tailor?
Yeah.
Without me? Oh, wow. Okay.
It's an errand.
Everyone's gonna run errands, I guess.
We let you sleep.
Thanks. I guess.
But I'm.
That's okay.
I'm not gonna fight you, at least as nearly as much. anymore. I apologize for all of that.
I only want you to fight me when.
It's just
I truly deserve it.
Yeah.
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 When it's really justified.
This is really sweet.
Thank you, Zil. And I would like to say that I put up a big front, a badass bitch, as we all know. And I don't know if anyone realizes, but because I'm very awkward when I express it, but I do really like you guys, and including you. So. I've been kind of saying it recently, but you truly are my friend. And also, your magic is worth watching.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that it's worth watching. Everyone should watch Zil's magic show. Yes, everyone, come gather around. Let's look at some magic. Right, come on. You haven't done magic in a while.
You start gathering strangers.
Yeah, you haven't done magic in a while. Come on. This could be fun. This could be fun because, you know, like... Everything's been so serious lately. I just want to see some magic, I guess, and, you know, really enjoy it as a friend.
All right, so I guess Griana starts gathering a crowd around.
Come one, come all. See the great Zil. Zil Nye. The magic
Zil
girl.
Zil Nye.
The science guy.
Zil
Nye. The science girl.
I guess we got to support her.
I guess this is how I act like a friend.
We're like...
All right, you get a crowd of about seven.
Oh, wow, look at the crowd that turned up for you.
Phoebe casts Hunger of Hader.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that scared the shit out of me.
I go, I look at Griana, do you want to be a volunteer real quick?
No.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Booger.
Okay.
I guess so.
So... Can I cast Silent Image and can I make a duplicate Griana step out of her?
Mm-hmm. What?
That would do it.
Another me?
Yeah, and then it's going to mirror you.
Oh my gosh. I've always wanted a sister. Can I keep her?
Sure. She'll come back.
Roll performance check.
Me?
No, her. Oh. She's performing.
Right.
15. I have proficiency, though, so that's going to be plus 6. 14 plus 6, so 20.
Yeah, all right. It's a damn good show.
Woohoo! she's back and better than ever.
You get about 7 golden tips.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
We needed that. Do I guess? Not really.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
We're rich, I guess.
It's magic.
Oh, that's my friend.
Yeah. That's my friend. Aww. And I want to go up to Grianna and go, you really were the world's best boss.
Oh, shut
I'm
up.
I'm going to cry ya.
How about to
cry ya?
Katie May.
Mm-hmm.
Grianna throws up.
Oh, good. It's a love throw up. The first love throw up.
Can
thus
we please
far.
Start doing a counter? I really, really want to know how many times.
Yeah, we'll make Loremeister do it.
I don't
it.
Know what else to do. throws up.
All right, so you guys continue your walk to the library. It is a one-story building.
What a lovely day.
It is a dark purple in shade on the outskirts, and you can see that there has been a lovingly painted flower mural that sort of runs around it. The windows are all open. They're letting the air in, even though it's a bit cold. And I guess you guys just head in?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So you guys head into the library, and it is a bit quiet, and it's immediate bookshelves. You see bookshelves and just bookshelves for now.
Can I look for a book on warlocks?
I mean, you... try to look around, and it's not like warlocks this way. It seems that there is a system that you don't know the language of as of right now.
Okay.
Is there in this library a book of like magical items, like random magical items?
I don't know. Maybe if you could find someone to ask
these
questions.
I was just going to say, do I see a librarian in
there? All right, so you have to wander in a bit into the store, the library. Are you crying out help?
Yes.
Help!
I just walked around.
Help!
Help! All right.
Remember that one librarian, Troutbeck, that burned
Arthur's
his... Mom. Oh, my God. Too bad. That, I'm just sorry. I just thought of it.
All right. So, at that point,
I guess that's inappropriate.
Leah, you hear people talking in your library, and you know that is against the rules very much so.
Oh, shit.
Help. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my. Who is talking?
Shut up now!
And then I go, looks like you're the one talking now.
Yeah. Shh. Hey. Oh.
Shh.
Hey.
Shh.
Oh.
Oh. That's just creating more noise.
Shh. You're making me talk louder. Guys, maybe we should be quiet.
Yeah.
My name's Grianna. What's your name?
Shh.
That's not a real name. Shh. My name is not Shh. It's Grianna.
Kai Abadite.
Yeah, that's my friend.
Zilnaya.
I'm Phoebe Valpip.
We all reach out our hands.
Yes. They're all touching. They're all like layered one on top of each other. They're all touching.
Let's go in on three.
We've been going on a grand journey. Something someone could write a book about, they may say.
Oh, speaking of books, I have written one.
What? What?
Yeah.
What book? Can we look
book?
At it?
Excuse me? Would you dears really love to read it?
Yes, you all like of a sudden got it, very yes. nice to us. I thought you didn't like us at first.
All right. You have friends.
Well, I would always like you if you read my stuff.
Ooh. Sure. What's your book? And what's your name?
It's Leah Rose Evergreen.
Leah Rose Evergreen.
Leah Evergreen?
Rose Evergreen.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Oh, my God. Did you make the... Good name. Leah Rose Evergreen.
Oh, Leah.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Leah. What book did you write?
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, because I myself am an entrepreneur. I owned a meat shop once. TMI, I don't know, but what's your book about?
Werewolves.
Werewolves?
Are they
what are
love?
Werewolves?
Werewolves exist in
okay,
this world.
Werewolves. Sorry, I wanted to be a dick.
So is it like a... A nonfiction about werewolves. It is. Is it a
fantasy? Let's just hear it.
Yeah.
Both. Okay.
It's both. I've never read one of those.
Both.
What's the title? I'd love to buy it or look. I actually fell into a little bit of money, or it landed on top of me when I woke this morning.
Their territory.
Their. Is
it's called their it's territory.
It's called their
you know,
territory.
I think I've heard of that. Have you guys heard? That sounds familiar. No.
No.
Well, it's not yet published. It's not yet
it's
published.
Because it's an original name.
Oh.
Do you guys have kobold boys here?
Kobold boys?
Oh.
I fucking love the kobold boys,
yeah.
man.
Yeah. Zil does serious. Love them.
Yeah.
We all have to.
Yeah, it's over in that section. And then, yeah.
Dang.
Are you going to read your book for us? No, you guys can read it yourselves.
Well, I don't know. I kind of want to hear it out loud to see if it sounds good.
Yeah, I think it's more of an audio book.
Yeah.
Okay. There's four parts, and there's four of you. Each of you can read a part.
No way.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, my right. God.
That's you have copies everywhere.
Oh, my God. Chapter one.
What? I have chapter one.
All got so
we all have chapter.
So who's who?
Yeah, so who's who?
It doesn't matter. Kay. I feel like it's your book.
Well, what are the four characters?
It. Yeah. Could Phoebe be the wolf man?
Please. No.
So.
Oh, my God.
There's Nova.
Okay.
There's.
Crockett. I haven't read it.
Crockett.
Did she write it?
And Tubbs.
Tubbs.
Yes, I did write it.
Who's Tubbs?
One of the guys.
Okay.
Who would you like? Is he a wolf boy? Is Tubbs a wolf boy?
Yes.
I will be Tubbs.
All right, so Nova, Crockett, Tubbs, and...
Oh, my God.
Is there a fourth character, or is there a narrator that needs to...
There's a narrator.
All right, so...
Wait, who's Nova?
I'll be the narrator.
The sassy librarian.
Do you want to be Nova? I want to be Nova.
Can I be Crockett?
Sure, I'll be anyone.
That means you, Tubbs.
Tubbs, perfect.
All right, perfect. So Brianna as the narrator, Kai as Crockett, Phoebe as Tubbs.
Sorry, I farted again.
Phoebe as Crockett, and Zill as Nova. You all are handed out her lovingly crafted manuscript. She tells you to flip open to the first page. The bindings are tied together with yarn.
I didn't think so.
Okay.
It's, for you?
It's written in crayon.
Oh my God.
It's very aesthetically pleasing, I must say.
Yeah, honestly.
Okay.
Good.
This evergreen.
Chapter one.
Chapter one.
Sorry.
It was dark. I couldn't see where I was going. This mist on the ground didn't help either. I continued to blindly walk through the forest, trying to get home before midnight. Hearing the snap of twigs a couple of feet away made me jump out of my skin, my crystal blue eyes darting over to the area, trying to find the source of the snap. My eyes capture a glimpse of shiny fur zooming by. I try to follow the figure, but it's too fast. Gripping the bag on my shoulder closer to me, making myself feel slightly safer. A howl rings off in the distance, now fully understanding why my mother didn't want me in this forest. All of a sudden, a wolf jumps out of the thick forestry in front of me. Its growls echoing throughout the area. My mind is racing with ideas of how to escape. But before I could make a move, the wolf had transformed into a stark naked young man.
I actually just got chills.
I feel like we're in a book club.
I know.
This is fun. I like this podcast.
It's nice and horny.
Okay, now keep going.
Mom wrote it.
And both my sister and my mom wrote this.
Today?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, now, who to read?
Is it Eustace? Or is it?
Into a stark, naked young man. Who are you, I ask? Oh, sorry, it's me.
No, Nova. Nova. Is Nova the main
Nova?
Character talking?
No,
this is me.
Talking.
Oh, this is me, sorry.
Yeah,
edit. Mm-hmm. Okay. But before I could make a move, the wolf had transformed into a stark, naked young man. Who are you? I ask, my mind still racing with a way to escape after witnessing a wolf form into a man. All I get as a response is heavy breathing and growls. I go to move away, but my arm is grabbed in a bruising grip.
Mine.
The wolf man growls.
Zill throws up.
I roll my eyes, ripping my arm from him. I'm not yours, wolf boy. I'm my own person. I say, turning around as my face crashes into a chest. I back up looking up at the man. And who are you? Another wolf boy? I snarkily ask. They both snarl at each other, probably seeing the other one as a threat. So straight up, there are two wolf boys now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Wow, you have a creative mind, Miss Evergreen. This is amazing. I guess I'll keep reading. I can't wait.
Oh, God.
As I was watching them, a voice rings out.
All right, you testosterone-filled beasts. This little lady right here doesn't deserve to be in the middle of your piss fight.
Zoink, Scoob.
You're doing great, Zill.
Thank you. This is my first time acting.
I love it.
A little more confidence, dearie.
Oh, she said walking towards me. I instantly recognized who she was. The local librarian, Nova Aspen. She was a strong woman, independent, intelligent, witty, and a great writer.
Who inspired this character?
Good question. I don't really know.
It just came from within.
Guys, I'm really interested to see where this is going.
Okay, yeah, let me keep reading. Hello, Nova. Thank you for coming to my aid. She looked at me rightly, assuming I was a bit startled. She asked if I'd like to come back to her place for a drink. Ignoring the men, I nodded my head, linking her arm with mine.
Nice.
We started walking away, and the two men followed.
Ooh,
as we ambled back through the forest, we could hear grunts and snipping behind us. The two men weren't happy with us, or each other for that matter. Nova told them to hush, and like naughty school children, they stared blaming each other, trying to lay guilt at each other's feet in front of her. With a startling growl, wow. They became silent, and my eyes goggled at Nova. I could feel the blood drain from my face. Obviously, I didn't know Nova as well as I thought I might. We retired after a long walk back to her hometown, a two-story affair with a large with a large patio overlooking an open space next to the forest. There were several people hanging out on the patio when we walked up. Greeting all three of them, I instantly felt like an outsider. Huh. The two men being hailed as Crockett and Tubbs. Nova offered me a fine scotch, and we sat to drink.
Question, they were naked, right? So this is like, did they just walk up naked?
Yes.
Oh, all right, let's lean into it. Dicks out, ready to party.
So after this Nova woman offers me a fine scotch, we continue. Motioning to a seat on the porch while the guys continued into the house. Naked. Nova tried to calm my nerves through drink and quiet tones about how she and her people weren't all that different from
norms.
You mean normies?
Did Lance help you with this?
Okay. Weren't all that different.
That was all Patty.
Oh my God. Oh, so this is her now?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So great job with your part. So this is great. So Nova tried to calm my nerves through drink and quiet tones about how she and her people weren't all that different from norms, as she called us. I just sat thinking, trying to wrap my brain around the thought, and caught myself getting lost in the golden hazel of her eyes. Whoa.
Hell yeah.
I hadn't realized my thoughts had drifted off until I heard a loud ruckus coming from the back of the house. What's that? Nova and I both jumped to our feet. Mm-hmm. She ran into the house with me at her heels. I heard her mumble under her breath.
If those boys are fighting, I'm going to bash their heads in.
Oh, wow.
As we opened the door to the room, I saw a body fly through the air and crash into the wall at a speed faster than I could follow. Tubbs was standing over the fallen body of Crockett, panting. Just as Nova was about to yell, Crockett reached out and caressed the other man's ankle. Tubbs quickly bent and devoured Crockett's mouth in the hottest... What? So Tubbs quickly bent over and devoured... So Patty wrote this? So Tubbs quickly bent over and devoured Crockett's mouth in the hottest kiss I've ever seen. What I now realized wasn't fighting, just rough werewolf foreplay. What's foreplay?
Brianna throws up.
Phoebe throws up.
Zill throws up too.
This wasn't what I was expecting to read, Miss Evergreen. Okay. There's still an end. I suppose I should finish.
Please do.
Okay. What I now realized wasn't fighting, just rough werewolf foreplay. Okay. My cheeks reddened, and which, you know, to be honest, Miss Evergreen, I think my cheeks are reddening in real life. Okay.
I'm uncomfortable.
My cheeks redden and I started getting a bit warm in my nether regions. I turned to leave and
remember Patricia wrote this.
In her Patricia's gotten warm in her nether regions.
No.
That's what she's trying to.
That's your mom.
Oh my god, I love this. This is so cool that your mom even knows how to write fan fiction. Is just really, I just.
This bit is backfired.
We're almost done.
So, anyways, okay. So, enough praising Patricia. We'll do that to her face next time we see her. I turned to leave. So, basically, I turned to leave and give the guy some privacy. When I locked eyes with Nova and realized in a heart pounding moment that she too was a little turned on, I just thought to myself as I couldn't drag my gaze away, and neither could she.
Gaze away.
That I was in deep shit and in for the ride of my life.
It's just Zill just drops it.
Heck is that?
So
you're a real artist.
So the kobold boys are over there.
Book. Yeah, this is more of like a short story. I think we're looking for more of a book.
Yeah. That's just the first chapter.
It was a bit too horny for my taste. It was a bit too wet and wild for my taste.
You know, I'm curious as to happen. What you know, what happened next? Because I mean, were they about to have like a conversation or something? Or
passing it back, hand it back to her.
You know, I don't know if we'd be purchasing this book at the moment, but I don't know. I'm going British when I feel hot in my nether regions.
That's a classic Rihanna trait right there, TM.
Maybe the opposite of hot in my nether regions.
Frigid, ice cold.
Frigid, ice cold.
I think my vagina just flipped back up inside me and sewed itself away. I know. Vaginas are crazy.
So.
I'm just kidding. That was lovely, Miss Evergreen.
Very vivid.
Thank you.
I want to know more about the werewolves and their backstories.
Well,
and Miss Nova, and the narrator.
Well, when I get this published, you will surely find out.
Can we give you, I guess, our address? Or you don't have a permanent address. Can we give you our
send it to the Earl of Langdale.
Well,
yeah, I think the Earl of Langdale is really going to like this.
Well, he'll pass along.
Would you guys do me a small favor?
Okay. I'm sensing an alternative motive. Oh, what is it?
Ulterior motive.
Fuck me. An ulterior motive.
What is it?
Would you guys bring my manuscript to Jaden Knight, the world-renowned famous publisher?
Do you think he's going to...
Hey, well, why would we do that? Like, what's in it for us?
Yeah.
Oh, a profit, perhaps?
Yeah. Because we do think your novel has promise, of course.
Some of us think your novel has promise.
It's definitely got legs.
It's got legs.
You have certain... I mean, your characters are definitely very interesting, and I would... You know, I think
a prophet of some sort.
I feel like you have some kinks to work out.
Yeah, some kinks.
Definitely some kinks.
If you guys help me get my manuscript to the publisher, I will give you the information that you need.
What information?
You mean you're a librarian? You mean you'll do your job if we do a favor for you?
Yeah, obviously. we already did you a favor by reading it out loud.
Yeah.
However, you guys still are talking in my library, which
your
is no talking.
Looks like everyone's talking in your library.
All right, fine.
That's my radio voice. I think I had a stroke.
Oh, good.
We'll take your novel to the publisher, and then when we come back, I have some questions for you.
Actually, scrolls first, lady.
The publisher is in Burnfort, so you're just asking them to take the manuscript with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to take it to Burnfort.
Yep.
We can do that, but we gotta get our information first.
Yeah.
We're not going to have a priority.
Of course.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Easy.
Follow me and I will take you to the scroll.
We'll ask them what they're looking for because you don't know what they're looking for.
What are we looking for?
I have a private question. I'm not going to ask her in front of the others, but
what? Metagaming. Why? What's going on?
Phoebe's trying to figure out how to tell everyone she's a warlock without saying it out loud because she's upset about it.
Damn.
So she was, I don't want to, maybe not.
Okay,
maybe
no, you go ahead and do your thing. I edit this out.
Okay. Yeah.
Do your thing, girl. I'm no. I'm
also, dark elves, right? We want something on the dark elves because that's what we saw, like the drow.
I didn't see anything. Did they tell me about it? Did
I think we told people.
Yeah, remember because they he told Ivan about it.
And rituals. I don't know. Cults.
All right, so what the fuck are you looking for?
Okay, something relevant, but I don't know.
So you want information on dark elves?
Yes.
And I want some info on demonic magics.
Okay.
And maybe binding magic, because Phoebe and her orb, I would put two and two together, I feel like. Especially because she told she told me to destroy it.
Okay.
So... I mean,
well, how are you telling her that you want that without tipping off her?
I also want to look for those same books to give to her. Let's see. Can I, like, write a note?
I'm just going to say it. I don't care.
All right, so what do you say to...
Do you have anything about, like, maybe binding magics, maybe some demonic...
Yeah, in that section in that far corner
okay,
over there.
And also any monster books, because I just want to expand my monster knowledge.
Opposite corner.
Okay, I'm going to go to the demonic binding magics first. Okay. Also, I'm going to take a look at those Kobold Boys books before we go.
Just a random
baby shoots you a fucking look.
Do you know anything about the Jug of Quartz? Quarks? Why, yes. It's over...
No. Hold on, let me roll to see if she does know.
Wait, I don't know the marks. I don't know if the marks are demonic or...
What marks?
The marks that we all have.
The tattoos you all have?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to study those, too.
Yeah, I want a symbols, a book about symbols.
A book about symbols.
Sigils.
Sigils, symbols.
Something about the planesbreaker as well, maybe?
All right.
That's a lot of requests. I have a lot of info I want to get.
Yeah, so...
And it's understandable if we can't get it all from this little library.
Mm-hmm. Jug of Quartz, got anything on that?
Yes.
Rose does know about the Jug of Quartz.
Oh, my. This ceramic jug appears to be able to hold a gallon of liquid and weighs 12 pounds, whether full or empty. Sloshing sounds could be heard from within the jug when it's shaken, even if the jug is empty.
That's all it does?
No. You can use an action and name one liquid from the table below to cause the jug to produce the chosen liquid. Afterward, you can uncork the jug as an action and pour that liquid out up to 2 gallons per minute. The maximum amount of liquid the jug can produce depends on the liquid you named. Once the jug starts producing a liquid, it can't produce a different one, or more of one that has reached its maximum until the next drawn.
It's like Kai immediately does Gobblerina. just into her mouth.
There are only certain liquids that it'll produce. That's so
cool.
And you will have to find those out on your own.
Okay, no.
Can I follow Zill to her aisle where she's going to look at stuff?
Yeah, so you guys wander off towards
aisle
that.
14.
You
I'm
guys
stomping.
Wander off into aisle 14.
Do you say anything or just stop?
No, I'm just following you.
Okay.
Grion, are you looking for any book in particular?
Can I talk to you to the side for a sec?
Sure.
Miss Evergreen. I'm looking for... a cookbook.
Oh, dear.
Do you have cookbooks here?
Yes.
I'm looking for, like, a vegetarian for dummies kind of setup deal. There.
That
thank you.
One
okay.
Small section.
Okay, here, take just, like, 20 gold, and then you just keep the change. Thank you.
Oh.
There you go. Now you have 20 gold.
Guys.
And then...
Litty titties. Ooh,
guys.
You're all on separate sides of the store, so they can't hear you right now. Kai, are you looking for a specific, you're looking for, what book are you looking for?
I got everything I needed.
All right.
I listed a bunch of stuff, and I'm going to prioritize this first.
I think everything that they're looking for is everything that I need.
The Dark Elves, the Markings, and the Planesbreaker thing, and also the Demon
stuff. For the Monster Book, I'm just going to pick up a random Monster Book. That's just not the one I had, like... But I'm doing this binding
you
one
pick
first.
Up the book, Help, My Wife is a Monster.
Oh, fuck yeah. It has different monsters in it?
Yeah, okay. That could secretly be your wife.
I love it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, can I actually get a book on the history of the Might Meyer Mountains?
Ooh, that's a great one. And I actually thought of another book I'd like. Guys, I gotta be honest, I just bought a vegetarian cookbook.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Great.
What?
Yeah. I've kind of hinted at it before, but I'm kind of looking into some vegetarian, you know, lifestyle choices.
I'm proud of you.
Yes, thank you.
Especially from owning a meat shop, I'm very proud that, like...
It's interesting. I'm kind of finding my own thing here.
Yeah.
What if you open up a juice shop?
You know what?
Greenanas.
Greenanas? Like bananas?
Yes, but greenanas.
That's kind of interesting. No, not right now. We're not going to talk about this right now. So, I was also... but that's a pretty good idea. We should have a workshopping session. You know, all of us as a team. That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Okay. And we could have an entertainment section, too, of the. Wow, my mind's going crazy. I also want another book. How to Stand Up for Yourself.
Oh.
And Do It
Right. A
self-help
book? Okay.
Yeah. Yes, please.
That shelf all the way over there.
So you get the, well, I hope you guys are writing this down. You get a book called How to Stand Up and Not Ever Get Down.
Shit.
Do I see what warlocky demon books do same. I see that would pertain to me that I can?
You
pass
both are like subtly looking at the exact same shelf,
how
nonchalantly.
To stand up.
Here are the few books that you would think might have something to do with this. This says Beyond the Edge, A Story of Worlds. You have The Study of the Severing.
What is that?
Ooh.
You have one called Help, I Made a Pact with a Fairy and Now I Don't Know How to Get Out of It.
That's not quite, almost.
And then there's one called
Oops, I Killed My Friend and Now I'm Slave to a Demon God.
There's one called What Lies Beyond the Stars. There's one called Pact.
I'm going to pick that one up.
Yeah, it's just called Pact. It's just called Pact Man.
I'm
going
to pick that one up.
Pact Man.
I grab What Lies Beyond the Stars.
All right.
And I pick up the Severing book.
Anything on the Mike Meyer Mountains?
Yeah, you just get a book called The History of
What was the Severing book called?
The Sever. A Study on the Severing.
Okay, I pick up the Pact and A Study on the Severing.
Okay. Did you guys like both reach for the Pact book at the same time? You guys both reach for the Pact book at the same time, Zil.
Said I took it first.
Okay, fine. You can take it. Phoebe's angrily tapping her foot and hops at you.
All right. Did everyone get the books
Phoebe
that they took written down?
Say something to me if she wants.
I know.
All right. All right. So you guys get all the books checked out. You essentially pay for them because you guys know that you're going to be on the road. So everyone just like take 20 gold away.
Did we find any books on the Dark Elves or?
Oh, sorry. You were looking for books on the Dark Elves. You were. Okay. Smart lady.
Can I get The Kobold Boys in the Haunted Graveyard? It was my favorite book.
Yeah. All right. So you got a book called The Tale of the True Guard.
Okay.
Oh, and then Sigils. Sigil book.
To try and research like gods and their...
Uh-huh. Roll a perception check.
All of us?
Just you.
Shit. 14.
So you find this old-looking book, and it says, it's called Where Our Gods Went.
I grab that.
Yeah. All right, so everyone has their books to make this session tolerable for all
books.
Of us. You do. You pick up a sigils of the Northwest Coast book.
So just to be clear, I have a How to Stand Up and Never Look Down and Vegetarian for Dummies.
Yes, okay. That is true.
Cool. I have The History of the Might Meyer Mountains.
Yep.
That's important. I'm so happy you did something realistic.
I have What Lies Beyond the Stars, The Tale of the True Guards, and Where Our Gods Went.
Yeah.
I have A Study on the Severing, Pact, Sigils of the Northwest Coast, Help, My Wife is a Monster, and The Kobold Boys in the Haunted Graveyard.
Help.
All right.
Help, My Wife is a Monster.
I like that.
Have you guys heard of Cody and TJ's sitcom with Liz that they're going to make?
My Gay Wife.
And it goes,
oh,
my gay wife. She's gay and she's my wife.
Good.
It's really funny.
I love it. So just subtract 5 gold pieces for every book you bought, just to make it simple.
No, oh, along with the 20?
No, just that's the base.
How many? 5? Just 5?
5 per, yeah.
Well, I gave her 20 and told her to forget about it.
Oh, yeah, so there you go. 25. All right, so they check out from Leah Rose Evergreen.
It has been so lovely to meet you. Honestly, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love all of you, but please be quiet.
Oh, okay. That was, okay. You know what, she did full circle. Damn. Hey, we hope to see you again soon.
Okay.
Maybe we'll cross paths again in the future.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, I hope so, because these are some cool books. And the last bookshop we were in burned down, so fingers crossed it won't happen to you.
Her eyes go wide.
Okay, bye.
All right, you guys escaped rather quickly after that.
Kai gives her a huge thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you get out, and you guys actually spent a longer time in there than you thought. So it's about, yeah.
Kai gives her a huge thumbs up, and an amethyst stone falls from her skin, but no one realizes it. And Miss Evergreen picks it up and stares at us as we leave. It's kind of like a glass slipper.
I approve.
That's where the fan fiction will come from.
That's where the fan fiction will come up. Great.
Sorry, don't mean a DM.
No, it's fine.
I just want to bring her back.
I want robots to steal my job.
Okay. That will happen.
Wait, so Carly's a robot?
Yeah. It's iCarly. Oh,
shit. That would be my robot name. That would be my robot name.
Yeah.
My creator's name would have been Megan.
Can I ask Zil, can I see that pack book?
I would like to read it. Just, like, read through it first.
Is there anything in there that I can point to that'll be relevant to me?
You haven't looked inside. Why?
I'm asking to. May I? I'm going to give up. You can sit here while I look through
okay.
it.
Okay.
I open it up and I look through it.
Yeah, this is a comprehensive study. This is exactly what you're looking for.
Is there like a literal page that is relevant to?
Roll a knowledge check.
I'm looking over her shoulder.
No, I'm not trying to hide from you.
Okay.
What's knowledge under?
Intelligence. Sorry, it's an intelligence.
Okay. 15? Wait, no, 14.
There's about 3 chapters that would be exactly what you want to read about.
I open the book to those, and I slide the book towards her. And I go, here.
Thank you. And I bookmark them.
All right. You guys have maybe an hour until dusk, where you have agreed to meet Olivia back at the castle to then head forward into the abyss.
To the castle.
To the castle.
All right.
Get some din-din.
Oh, Kai pulls out a turkey leg that she saved from last night.
Ah, that's true. That's safe. All right, so you guys head back to the Estat. You see Olivia there. Something you notice about her is that she's actually completely healed.
Oh.
She was that way last night as well. Totally, completely healed. She looks way better. But that doesn't stop her from looking super nervous as you guys sort of approach. And so she looks you all over and she says, all right, okay. Wow, all right, so we're going to do this. All right, here's some rules. Don't talk to anyone unless they talk to you first.
Jeez, that's going to be hard.
Don't pick fights.
What?
It's going to be harder.
Fights? Don't pick fights.
That's going to be a very hard one.
I should have gotten a book on how to not pick fights.
How to not murder everyone.
Holding your tongue
meet.
And keeping it there.
The series.
Sorry.
They'll act like your friend, but they're really not.
Oh, I could use that one as well. Listening to your DM.
Just keep your guard up. All right?
Got it.
All right. Okay. Well, let's go. It's a bit of a walk. And so she leads you guys back across the town. She takes you down to the docks at the river.
Oh my gosh.
And she pulls you around to one of the warehouses. And at the warehouse is this a storm cellar entrance. And you see her sort of shoulder her movements. So she's kind of in front of you guys. And then she pulls something out of her pocket and slips it in through the slot in this door. And then it waits a second, and then you hear like a click of an unlock, and she swings the 2 doors open. And so it's a very steep step down And you see a guy standing there, obviously having been the watchman. And so she sort of holds them open and then gestures for you guys to go in first.
Phoebe steps in.
All right. What's
Kai,
your order?
Kai follows.
Phoebe, Kai. And then the everyone else stays outside.
Brianna and I step at the... I mean, not Brianna.
Brianna and Zill step at the
Wait,
same
is
time.
My twin still out there?
Yeah.
So Zill and I... we step together, and then we, like, kind of get stuck in the doorway, like, yep.
And then I'll get out. And then
no, at ladies in. First, Wait. I guess. Hey. We're both ladies. Yeah. What do we do?
You can go first.
Griana picks Zill up and carries her inside.
Oh, good.
We're going in together, pal.
Okay.
Here we go.
So that happens. And then Olivia backs up the train at the very end. Everyone roll a perception check.
You can put me down right when we get to the doorway.
18. Thank you.
12.
14.
10.
Yeah. All right. Who got above a 12?
I got a 12.
All right. So everyone except for Griana, who is preoccupied carrying Zill.
Yes.
You notice that there are a lot of dirty looks heading in your direction.
Put me down.
And you notice that they're actually not at you.
Oh.
They're at the girl right behind you.
Oh.
Olivia?
Put me down.
Everyone is staring daggers at Olivia.
Stop staring. Shh. Hey, look away.
Put me down.
Oh, sorry. Here. Okay, yeah, go down.
Thank you.
Uppy.
And so so you guys head down two flights of stairs and into a very crowded sort of like entry room that snakes off into a bunch of different hallways. Olivia sort of points at one for you guys to keep walking in. And you guys walk down this hallway, and eventually at a certain point you start seeing that there's a line, like, standing there waiting. And she tells you to bypass the line. She tells you to keep going and just to keep walking. And so you do, and you get to this set of uncharacteristically nice doors underground. They sort of look like French doors. They're glass panes, but the panes are frosted, so you can't see in. And there are two, it's in an arch, and there are two doors. And there are two guards standing in front. And so she leads you up to the front because it's your appointment time. And you all get to the front, and Olivia says, they're here for their appointment. Just let them in. And the guards sort of give her a look and then nod once. And then as the doors open, you see one of the girls who was in the line. She steps out, and in one very smooth motion, she shoves Olivia into the wall with her forearm. So her neck, it's like wall, neck, forearm in a very, very smooth motion. And it's this very angry looking girl. She's got this very long auburn hair, very wild look in her eyes. And so she shoves her against the wall and you hear her say, I thought you weren't coming back. I thought that was the deal. As you see, she's going to fish a knife out of her.
I take out my scimitar and I put it at her back. All and right. I go, maybe you should not do that.
I have All a right. scimitar too.
I touch it to her back.
Okay.
Well, this
so.
Is more of the
let's not cause
type.
Fights.
And
yeah,
so
no
at
fight.
This point.
No fights.
At this point. Zill pulls out her weapon, and then there's a bit of a domino effect in which everyone in the hallway starts pulling out a weapon because everyone in this hallway is armed to the teeth.
It's like a knife. It's like a
And there's like this holding of breath to see if things are actually going to happen.
Maybe everybody should just put their weapons away.
Phoebe's hands are up.
I heartily agree. And you hear this. Uh-oh. You see this woman standing in between the two French doors. She's older looking, sort of
Miss Evergreen,
grayish hair. Yeah, it's me. and with this like cold ice look, she looks at her people, and they quickly put their weapons away. And you see this auburn haired girl sort of shove Olivia into the wall
and
one more time.
In the back of the leg. No, oh I God. Don't.
Before Zill does that, I grab her and I go, no fighting. No fighting.
She fought first.
Remember, rules? Remember when we ignored the rules last time? I got kidnapped, okay? And I don't want to do that
again. And then she sort of backs off and gets in her place on her line, just like...
Okay, prestidigitation farts in her nose.
You did it. she does it again. At this point, she says, Olivia, can you get your associates in here? And at this point, Olivia's like water falling, ushering you guys into this next room. And this next room is pretty huge and equally domed, but it's hard to tell because it's a very, very cramped room, which means it is like toe-to-tip artifacts. toe-to-tip. And the ceiling is domed, yes, but it is absolutely covered in hanging lanterns. You can't actually fully see
romantic.
The ceiling. Yeah. And so there's just like shit everywhere except for like one pathway into the center of the room where a gazebo sits, like an indoor gazebo. And on it is a little patio set and a grand scale piano. And so you just see this woman walking you guys inside. There is a man sitting at the piano,
damn
unfortunately.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man.
Yes.
And I play that on the bagpipe.
Uh-huh. And so she leads you in and she gestures for you all to sit.
I sit.
Kai plops on her chair.
Griana sits down.
And she sort of, she sets out these tea glasses in front of each one of you. And then she turns and says, Eirik. And just like that, you see this man has opened the piano and has been playing something. And you see he lifts one hand and then flicks it. And just like that, your glasses are full of warm tea.
Oh, wow. Oh. That's lovely.
Zill's like, oh, Zill's not very much of a tea drinker.
I'll drink yours.
Yeah.
Okay. I know, I didn't say that. I was just like, oh.
Okay. Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, just because they gave you tea doesn't mean you have to be British.
Do you have biscuits?
What's... Phoebe's trying not to talk.
And there's just another wave of the hand. Oh. And just like that, biscuits appear as well.
What is this, Hogwarts?
And his name is Eirik?
Eirik, yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Eirik. A.K.A. Dumbledore?
Yeah. Dumbledore. Actually, somewhat... a lot younger looking. 40... red hair as well.
Like Jude Law playing Dumbledore in the new movie.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's exactly
I'm so
it.
Excited.
So she sits you all down and she says, Olivia tells me you've gotten yourselves into quite a bit of trouble.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be here if you
no,
weren't.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, Becca's gone.
It's not our fault.
You came back.
I did.
The heck?
God.
So, what do you know?
What do you know?
I'm here to help you fill in gaps, but I don't know what gaps you have.
A lot?
Do you know a lot about the Underdark?
Do you know the cult?
The what?
The cult that...
Oh, that's. Let's start with that.
The Dark Elves and the cult?
It was the Dispara, right? Do you happen to have one of their sigils on you?
Oh, look at her. Look at my chest.
Oh, no. She's talking about the Dispara sigil, the raven.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you. And she takes it. She sort of palms it. She says, you mind if I keep this?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you. What an act of goodwill.
Wait, pause. Is that the amulet?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
From the cave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I still have one, so we're good.
Okay.
But that's not.
And she says... Well, listen, Olivia did tell me everything she knew, so I do know quite a bit. Don't blame her, not her fault. So I do want to see one of these tattoos, though. She gave me a brief description, but...
Phoebe holds up her hand.
Oh.
Kaya unbuttons her. leather, whatever
mm-hmm.
it is.
Huh, it is what I thought.
What is it, then? What
this is the mark of the True Guard.
The True Guard.
I have a book on that.
I haven't seen it in a while. Not in It's mostly in books of children's stories.
What kind of children's stories?
The ones where the heroes win.
Let's fucking hope so, Jesus.
Interesting.
I hate to do this again, but Phoebe pulls out her orb, and she goes, do you know what this is? Can you tell me anything about this?
That's dark magic. I can smell it from here.
Yeah? Do you know anything about it?
Absolutely not.
All right.
You could always give it to me.
No?
I could.
And she puts it away.
As I thought. You all are usually very, very attached to those things.
Yes.
Would you
die
all? Before you parted?
I go, you all?
You think that she is the only one afflicted with an attachment to a thing?
But what does that mean, like, you all?
It's a grand statement of a group of people.
What group of people?
Just ones who have found themselves in the hands of magical artifacts that they do not understand or are nevertheless drawn to.
Okay.
What do you ask me?
Would you die before you parted with it?
Absolutely.
So. Yes. You don't know much, do you?
No. Me? Just me or everyone?
All of you.
I guess not.
No, weren't any of your parents religious?
Why do you ask?
It seems that this is a gap in your knowledge.
Okay, yeah, I guess. I mean, were you guys' parents religious? Because
mine
weren't
really.
Oh,
well.
Not really.
I guess.
I really didn't know that well.
Not really, I suppose.
Yeah, it was on purpose.
I'm smart.
I don't know.
Zill's doing all of that. Like,
I guess we're just like, so stupid. Like,
lucky for you, my husband is quite the storyteller. In his land and car, these are essential stories. They still cling to the hope of gods at some point. So it's worn off here. It's not as big of a deal. But Eirik, you tell it much better than me. Would you mind? There seems to be, because the piano is facing you guys, so you can see Eirik's face. And he looks up at all of you while still playing and offers a brief smile. And you open his mouth, and it's actually slightly accented, so fucking bear with me. God, I really don't want to fuck this up. So let me just. I'm so nervous. I'm gonna fuck this up.
You're gonna do great.
All right. So, at this point, Lena speaks up, who's the name of this woman, and she says, "You know what the Disparath seek to do, right?"
No,
we know nothing.
They've been in play for about 20 years, I would say. They've sought to reverse the severing.
What's that?
Severing of what?
And she sort of points at Eirik, and he picks up on this very specific melody on the piano. This churning, it's soft and gentle, and he begins to speak, and it's actually very interesting that the piano is in between the two of you, but you all hear his voice very, very clearly, as if he was right next to you. He's playing, and he stops looking at you guys because he's invested in the keys entirely, and he says, "The gods had the greatest hand on this world."
My goodness, it's an evil villain in every movie.
Mm-hmm. "The gods had the greatest hand in this world, playing it like a carefully crafted piano. All contributed, making beautiful melodies, sometimes dissonant, sometimes so harmonic it was deemed too monotonous. Gods picked favorite keys, favorite chords. And over time, some gods decided that their vision of a melody was the right vision. And that's when the fight to be the only hand on the piano started. The song became more aggressive, more fraught, more confused. So many keys being pressed that a song could not be pulled from its hands. More than that, the piano was starting to collapse under their abuse. Some keys were becoming bunk, strings snapping, notes going sharp and flat. Some of the gods, the ones that were more long-sighted, understood that the beauty of the piano, the beauty of music itself, was in danger. They decided that for the better, the music should perhaps stop, so that they may not lose it forever. Combining the power of some of the more long-sighted gods, the lid of the piano was slammed shut. Distancing us from them. This prevented the gods from playing any melody at all. For a few seconds, there was absolute silence. But the piano itself started to create on its own. Then braver it continued. That piano is the world we see around us today. We have the portion of contributing to the world around us with no God's hands intact. Some believe that this is the right way. Some miss the songs the gods could play. Some think that the piano playing itself can only devolve into madness. Some think that the only way to find out is to lift the lid of piano and see what the gods have to say. Oh, but who knows what happens to the gods after all this time? We know nothing. Nothing at all. The unknown is one of the most powerful pools of all. The Dispara are dedicated entirely to it. I don't know if they should be stopped. If we're being honest, I do not know if they should be helped either. It's curiosity, no?
Are there bad gods?
Are there bad people? And hand in hand we are made, but in their image.
There are bad gods. Ares, you know, from Wonder Woman.
Yeah. At this point, Lena speaks up and she says, so that is the severing, which is one of two things that you seem to have gotten yourselves knee-deep in. The other one is the true guard, which you all bear the marks of. Anyone familiar?
No.
Uh-uh. Well, it is hypothesized that the two great gods, Epheon and Athernon, after they had created this planet, left it to their children to learn how to become the truest kind of god, to really understand creation. But, of course, they were worried about their kids, so they created a way that they could traverse through the world they created safely. And that was when the True Guard was born. Epheon crafted them, each one, to protect each one of their children. When the severing happened, they all disappeared. And that's all I know.
So the True Guard are heroes made to protect gods.
Are we?
Am I getting that right?
Yeah.
Are we made to protect gods? Are you saying that we're
the... Are we gods?
Are we
are we the gods?
Are we the chosen ones? Are we prophets?
Too holy for my line of work, I feel like.
Wow.
I don't know.
Are they trapped in the underworld?
Is there a place where the true guard go in the mountains? Because I think I found...
Oh! I have a book on that.
I don't know. You see, when the split happened, when the severing happened, it was... whatever side you were stuck on was the side you lived. We don't know if there are gods on this side. We don't know if there are demons here. We just don't know. It's been a while. You'd think there are reports of several things coming out of the woods. It was a very large witch hunt for the first few hundred years, but it's died down, so they've learned to hide.
have there been any accounts of stuff that's like similar to what they do? Like
who?
People with those abilities?
The abilities of gods?
Or the True Guard? Both?
No. No, I wouldn't think so.
Can I roll perception?
Yeah.
Or would it be insight?
Oh,
it would be insight,
that's
yeah.
That's what I meant to do. Oh.
Oh my gosh.
19.
She seems to be.
Dope. Good. Sorry, I doubted you.
So does this mark mean we're True Guards? I mean, that doesn't seem possible.
Think about it. We're the only people that survived.
That's just because we're lucky.
I don't know, guys.
In history, there were 14.
14 what?
True Guards.
Oh, shit. Who are the other ones? Maybe the people that...
The people that were taken up to the mountain had markings
fucking
on them. Fucking
James
did.
Jonathan.
Oh. Fucking asshole.
How do you know what god you're supposed to
be? You also know... I don't think you know that James Jonathan was on that mountain.
She said that
James. Oh, did she? Okay.
I wrote it in my journal.
We all have the marks.
Oh.
Oh my god, we all have marks? Oh, are you kidding me?
You all have the tattoos.
Does this mean I'm immortal?
You can fucking find out, jackass.
Can I roll for immortality?
Yeah, roll for immortality.
Okay. Ooh, 15, and then what? Plus what?
Mm-hmm.
Plus immortality. That's
mm-hmm.
plus a million, so.
Mm. Well.
15.
Yeah. You pinch yourself and it still hurts, so.
Ah, that doesn't mean I'm a not immortal. What's up? I still feel pain. No? I don't know.
I wish you had answers for me, and I know you don't.
Yeah, I did almost die.
I wish I did, too. This is quite curious.
That
I don't.
My hit point.
You're a rare breed, definitely.
Me or all of us?
All of you, if
yes.
You all bear the same marks.
Do you know how they're chosen?
Yeah.
Or is it just chance?
Yeah, why?
Is it by blood?
If this had ever happened before, I'm not sure it has.
Are we our own religion now, or?
Is there, in history, like a mysterious dark-skinned woman with beautiful gold tattoos all over her that stands at the gate to a holy land that doesn't let you in if you're bad? By chance.
She furrows her brows and thinks for a moment. I don't know if there's any person I know that fits that description.
Okay.
I mean.
Brianna always makes a noise when she thinks.
Hmm.
She harmonizes
with herself.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Thinking. So, we are actually a group who is sponsoring the sort of expedition to reclaim Becca and Bianca. Mm-hmm. We are funding it, sending a few of our men along with Nicholas and Olivia.
Oh my god.
And that's Olivia sort of nods. She says, is there anything I know that you didn't have to tell the truth with?
Mm-hmm. What?
With Ivan, but is there anything else you can give us?
I think I said, this is Molly talk. I think I said everything, right?
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to pull a fast one. Though I don't think I'll be able to get in when I get up there, so... But I can try and...
We are packing tools for siege. Not a big deal.
Siege?
They've taken two of our own. We are being paid handsomely to retrieve them.
I don't think that's going to go well. I don't know. It wasn't... It felt like something out of a storybook. It didn't feel real, and I think that's not going to go well for you. I'm not going to tell you not to, but I just... Be careful, please.
I'm not going, so.
That's fine.
She looks around at you guys and she says, please keep me updated, though. I would suggest not telling anyone.
Yeah.
Can we do that, crew?
Telling anyone
what? You know, now that I think about it, I think, you know, Olivia did show me Redwalt's journal. I think he did... Now, he had something to do with the Planesbreakers, if I remember correctly.
The Planesbreakers? What is that?
It is... Oh, sorry, my bad. It is rumored that in this Great Severing. It's sort of an alternative facts story. Some believe that the gods did the severing on their own. But some believe that it was the True Guard trying to maintain balance. Those who think that also believe that there are planesbreakers in this realm and others, and if you find them in their pairs, that you can restore what the True Guard destroyed.
Can I take out my book that the lady on the mountain gave me?
Yes.
Do you know what this is? Is this anything?
She takes it from you and she sort of... This looks like a journal of a madman.
Oh.
Why should I... It's a lot of star talk.
Mm-hmm.
What language is it in?
Quite a few. You've got Draconic here. A little bit later, you've got Sylvan. Huh.
Okay.
You will like this.
What does that mean? Okay, thank you.
What does that mean? I think that the orb and the book are a matching set.
Mm. Okay.
There's drawings of it all in there.
There are? So look. People have had it before? Okay.
Yeah, and then she opens it to a specific page.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally just like a drawing of the orb after another, and then dates written. Do you see the eye starts closed and eventually opens more and more.
That's
and the years are like 20, 30 years apart.
And I have it when it's fully opened?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good to know. Everyone who's had this has gone insane.
And then she dabs. So at this part, Lena says, now Olivia has paid most of the price for our meeting today, but I do have a favor to ask you.
So.
Well?
And she goes behind to
one of her desks of many things, and she pulls two stones out. And she hands one of them to Phoebe. Nope. She hands one of them to Zill. She says, when you are in Burnfort, we may need a regionally specific favor. If this is the case, then the message will transmit across these stones. Is that all right?
Sure.
Perfect. Well, any other questions?
Is there anything we should, like, be warned of, be wary of, anything to watch our backs on in Burnfort?
Well, people have been known to kill each other out of jealousy during these competitions.
Good.
Everyone's coming to the arena with winnings, so robbery's quite the thing.
I forgot it's an arena.
I have heard that the first month of this competition is going to be a rowdy one. So, go prepared.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for your time, Lena and Eirik.
Thank you.
Yes, this has been very informative.
I'm a god.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, and now that I know I'm a god, watch out. Thunder and lightning.
So... After that finishes, and you guys, it is the end of Tuesday. You have one Wednesday left before your boat departs on Thursday morning. So I need to know if there's anything you guys are doing or if you're just taking a chill day.
Yes. When we're walking back, I want to, because Olivia's coming with us, right?
Yes, she is.
So I just want to just be like, did you get my note?
She looks and she nods. She says, yeah, I did.
Cool. Did she, do you want to, like, I don't know, what are you doing tomorrow?
I leave at dawn.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, it's, I need to track down this lead while I can.
Yeah.
I my little sister's alone on a mountain, and I have to go.
That's, yeah.
And then she says, it seems that you all are sort of cosmically attached, so I doubt that this will be the last time we see each other.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for being weird.
I'm weird. I'm being weird too. It's a weird thing.
I just it's just like a weirdly heavy week.
Yeah, I feel that.
I'm usually kind of fun to be around. It's just
I believe that.
Right.
I'm pretty fun too.
Yeah. All right. So next time, two fun people together.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
It sucks that you're leaving so soon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you want to get a drink before
you
go?
Yeah. No, yeah.
What?
There it is.
Whoop, there it is.
I was going to ask, I was afraid you would say no.
How old is Zell?
She's 19.
Old enough? Okay.
Rejection is a constant fear in everybody's life, I feel.
How far away are we all? Can I overhear this, please?
You guys are like maybe five steps ahead.
Okay.
So I would say pretty close to perception check.
Oh, okay.
Going on a date?
I did not roll.
They're all like whispering.
I rolled like five.
Are they going on a date?
Is Zill gonna get... Kai and Cooper take their Wednesday for a spa day using all the services they can.
Good. Good.
I'm obsessively reading my book about the stars.
So, Tuesday night, you guys get drinks. It's real cute.
Yay.
Wednesday spa date.
Yeah, Zill, you want to join?
How'd the date go? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know how the date went.
Okay.
Can Phoebe do a sitcom follow?
Are you trying to follow them on their date?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let's fucking do it then.
Can Phoebe have like a trench coat and
even disguise?
Yeah, you snuck into that closet area that Bianca showed you guys a while ago to find the perfect trench coat for this stalking adventure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you do that and then roll a stealth check. And then roll a perception check.
Okay, so perception.
Oh, me?
I got 6.
Oh, good.
A perception, I got 17.
Yeah, Olivia rolled pretty fucking high as well. So about, like, 20 minutes in, Olivia sort of turns to you and she's like, so, BBs.
I want to establish that before the date started, we agreed to just, like, leave everything, try to leave everything out, and just have a nice night.
She agrees with you.
Yeah.
So the barkeep comes up.
No!
Can I get you a drink? Brianna and a mustache.
No!
Please roll a deception check.
Are you there, too?
I don't know. Am I?
Can I roll perception to see if
Kai? Wait, Kai has to be.
Kai is.
You didn't think you were gonna get away with this.
Disguise as a decorative rock.
Are you upset?
Do I see? Do I see everyone?
All right, roll deception checks with disadvantage.
Kai straight up a rock.
Idea too. Okay. I have a. To get out of it.
Yeah.
Wait, it landed on the corner of something.
Phoebe buys them both a bottle of wine. And she goes, have it sent to their table.
Okay,
I'm letting them roll.
16.
You rolled a 16.
Kai, like, plays her harmonica, like, in a very cool, chill.
While you're
so you're just
rock?
Sitting in the corner?
Like, she's a rock.
She's all disguised as a rock. Like, that just means that she just had to tuck her face in her legs.
So you and Olivia are sitting for about 5 minutes.
Yes.
And at some point she goes, so Phoebe's on stilts. With a trench coat
I
on.
I do see that.
May I recommend our finest wine tonight?
Not even an accent to try and get away with this
one,
huh?
No, I'm a man.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
May I recommend your finest wine tonight?
No,
this is it.
Hi. May I recommend our finest wine tonight?
Wait, Brianna. I have a question.
Yes.
Is there ports? Are we by water? Okay, is she gonna say something? Because I'm gonna say something too.
You can go first.
Oh, I would turn her and be like, do you wanna go somewhere?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to leave. Yeah. We're
Griana, can I ask a favor from you?
My name is Tony. I'm the bartender.
Hey, Tony, can I ask a favor from you?
Anything for your neighborhood barkeep.
Arthur's alone tonight.
Who?
Oh, jeez.
And I feel kind of weird about it. Could you go maybe, like, play some games with him or something?
I will go and tell Griana that she needs to do that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Griana rips off her mustache and runs away. Like, as she runs away, you can see her kind of, like, fiddling with her mustache. Like, shit.
And at that point,
what?
Phoebe is just...
Olivia and makes eye contact with Kai.
And then when she does that, I, like, whisper, I'm like, I know we should probably go.
Yeah,
can I try to can I grab her like her hand like to lead her somewhere on the way out, and if it's too weird I'll stop.
No, it's not weird.
Just she gives me the okay.
She leans into it.
Yeah. So then we I want to go by the water.
All right.
Phoebe is heartbroken.
Yeah, we like, I rush us out.
Yeah, you yeah, both like, are we both, like, she's heavily equipped in stealth, so she actually at very quickly is actually the one leading you.
Yeah. I like start and then she's like, no, come
she's
on.
Like,
I'm like, okay.
The shadows. Like she's like this.
Oh, yeah,
no,
no. Yeah,
no, yeah.
Larina
yeah,
for one, sense. Please.
and so you guys spend a very cute night by the river under the stars.
Can one of us lean our heads on the other shoulder at one mm-hmm. point mm-hmm. and we're holding hands
mm-hmm, the whole time.
So cute.
Whoa.
Yeah. all right,
I
so.
I go home and I read my
all
book on
last
the
summer.
I still see it all.
Dancing in the rain.
And so Wednesday morning when you wake up to say goodbye to her, she is purposefully already gone.
Oh, no, what?
She leaves before dawn, way before.
She even had to.
Yeah.
Damn. Oof. Someone's scared of.
What's everyone's Wednesday look like?
I'm reading my book on the stars and all the books I got from the library super obsessively.
All right, I will actually be emailing everyone the information that they gain from their readings.
Oh,
so.
Oh perfect. My goodness, that's awesome.
Yeah, just because I can't.
And then I go for a walk to clear
I
my head.
I want to go for a walk too. I'm sad.
Everyone's walking.
Are you walking with me?
Well, no,
you're having a spa day.
Yeah, and then
we
I'm
can run into each other.
Because okay. I need something to do.
That's smart. Yeah. And then
I think Rihanna's gonna go for a walk and read as well.
Are all we right. all going for walks together? Well, I went for a walk on my own. If you guys find me, that's fine. I would love to bump into
you're
you.
You're always welcome to join the steam room with Coop and I.
I gotta clear my head after all that
we have
info.
And so I'm about halfway through Wednesday. A squire actually comes and finds you, Phoebe,
who
and tells you that Lavinia wishes to see you. In her study.
All right.
And so do you go up there immediately? I figured,
yes.
Girl crush. And so you go in, and Lavinia is sitting there, and as per Langdale custom, T is sitting there waiting for you across the table.
Okay.
And she sort of gestures for you to sit down, and she says, Phoebe.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very powerful circlet you have.
Yes.
You seem to be stumbling into a lot of power.
I'm good at that, yes.
I'm worried for you.
Me too, buddy.
I think that you have the potential for very strong magics. Have you ever considered an apprenticeship?
No, I just kind of go buck wild on my own. I only got magic stuff recently, a few years ago. So since then, I've just been kind of self-taught, I guess. But that'd be cool.
If one was proposed to you, would you consider it?
Yes, absolutely. I need to learn more about this.
So I would think I would like maybe to bring you on. It is, however, a full-time commitment.
Okay.
We would go back to Burnfort for maybe a week, and then we would be off again working on my newest project.
Okay.
Are you willing to do that?
Can you help me learn more about...
We would figure it out together, I promise.
Okay. Then yes.
Perfect.
Can we shake her hand?
You shake hands, and then you spend a while talking about what that will look like and it will entail, but why talk about it now when you can listen to it on Molly and Katie Mae's new Twitch show.
Yay.
Yeah, we're gonna off-brand run a Twitch show.
What, really?
Yeah,
for
Phoebe's
away.
Campaign. Yeah, we're gonna. Yeah, we're gonna live stream a Twitch campaign, and I'm really excited.
Yay!
It's gonna be wet and wild.
Yeah.
Good news. That's such good news.
But however, maybe perhaps not good news.
Oh.
Because that leads us to Wednesday night, and Phoebe will need to tell them what she is planning on doing.
Yes.
What are you planning on doing, Phoebe?
Are we all together now?
Yeah. So you all get together. It's about time for bed.
In the middle of my walk, I did decide to go join Kai and this teamer.
Wow, you guys had a really good end of spa.
I need the nice steam.
Oh, I feel like all the toxins have just been lifted.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'll be in Burnfort for a week and then I'm leaving?
So at peace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool. Your stones are shining, Kai.
Oh, thanks.
Did you polish them after we got out of the sauna?
You know, it's just...
So you guys have this conversation as you're walking into the bedroom where Kai and... Nope, where Zill and Phoebe already are. And it's the four of you together in a room again.
Hey, guys. How's your day?
Good.
It's okay.
I'm feeling good. Pretty rejuvenated.
All the negative energy that was trapped in my little spectacles is gone.
So I'm glad you mentioned that you're feeling good because you're about
I'm a little
to
bummed.
Not. Oh, what's wrong?
I mean, Olivia left this morning without saying bye and just.
How was your date that I don't know about?
No, wait, did you guys go on a date? I was hanging out with Arthur all night. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I bought you a bottle of wine. I don't know if you know.
But there's this guy that came in and was like, supposed to hang out with Arthur, and I was like, get out, creepy guy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know who that was.
Hey, I bought stilts for that.
Oh, wow. Stalker.
I thought you needed more support. I don't know.
You went on a date with Olivia?
Did you not see her as a rock in the corner? Let's be real.
Was it good?
I did. I think it was good.
You look great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you looked really great. That's
what
matters.
Even though your bobs, there's still a little glow in you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like you got a little bit of mystery. I don't know. Some excitement.
You've been reading the Kobold Boys books.
Uh-oh, yeah. Uh-oh. So what are we gonna? Why are we gonna be bummed? Because
this is
that would be lame.
So Lavinia offered me a job with her.
What?
Huh? Here. So I'm going to be leaving.
What?
What?
I'm sorry. I'm bad at breaking news. I was very blunt.
Oh my God.
I'll be with you on the boat to Burnfort, and I'll be there for a little bit. But I just have some stuff I gotta figure out, no one can help me. Not even the secret underground lady could know, and I need answers, or else I'm going to go insane and withdraw this orb for my life, so I need to figure out how to not do that.
Are you trying to recover from your trauma?
What trauma?
Of getting abducted by Becca, or are you trying to figure out what your life?
Yes.
Oh, we could help you.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm sorry, I can't.
We're a team.
I have to go, or I'm sorry, I have to.
But we just got you back.
I know, I'm going to cry in real life. I'm sorry.
I might too. Hey.
If I am Warlock.
Phoebe, can we come visit you?
No, you can't.
What?
Okay.
Because the DM shook her head no.
You'll be traveling.
Molly,
I'll be traveling.
Can we come visit you in LA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really dope, yeah.
I'm going to do that.
If it helps you figure out what you're going through, then I think it's a good idea.
Phoebe, puts a little orb on the table, and she goes, I am a warlock. Sorry, that's blunt, but I am warlock.
Okay,
hear
Borat.
Me more.
I am warlock. My wife.
So that's that. You were wondering. I just would feel bad if I left and I didn't tell you.
Of course.
I don't know how I. It was an accident. And.
It was an accident?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't seek this out. I was.
Of course. You know what?
And my friend died when I got this. And it's hard to talk about, but it's something that I have now, and I have to figure out how to get rid of it or figure out what it wants. I don't know. I don't tell people because they're fucking weird about it.
Hey, it's okay.
You were asking and now you know, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, if traveling with her is going to help you figure it out and it's going to be good for you, then you should do it.
I have to, or else I'm going to write about this orb and the stars in this book and lose my brain, so I have to, or else that's my life.
I have to sleep alone, Phoebe.
Hey, Kai.
No, I get it. I get it. I get it.
I'm so sad right now.
Sorry.
I get you need to do this for you, but like,
I don't want to go. But
I just got you back.
I know. I'll write letters. I can write on the road. I can write letters home.
Hey, if she figures it out, who's to say she can't come back one day?
Yeah, maybe. Sorry.
We're all connected. We all got these.
Apparently we're bodyguards for gods or something. I don't know. But that's the case. I'm so very sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Okay.
Well, I, as your boss and now friend, love you.
I love you too.
Okay, great. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
And I think you're going to be a great warlock, officially.
I have an art, yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's horrifying, I love it.
I'm sorry I pressured you earlier.
It's okay.
Next time we see you, you're going to be so cool. Like, you're going to be even cooler than you are now.
Yeah. Thank you.
I bet. Like, and we're going to be like, that's our friend.
Yeah.
She worked for me.
She made me a mud doll.
What?
It's an evil mud doll.
It's a love doll. It's a love doll.
Love doll.
It's a mud doll made with love.
So, she worked shop. When I was up there with Becca, I couldn't go in because there's something else with me. And it's whatever I made this deal with. I don't remember the deal. I just had it happened. So.
Damn, Phoebe, I had no idea.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, I also had this the whole time we were working together, and none of you asked about it once, so.
Well, I don't. What?
She's had the orb the whole time.
Yeah.
I've seen the fan art.
It's quite scary.
I just thought it was
I've seen the fan art.
I just thought it was the quirk, like one of your quirky little items. It's like, this is my orb.
That's not kill my friend. That's fine.
Dang.
Well, Phoebs, I'm really gonna miss you, and it's gonna be really hard. But I'm proud of you. And she picks her up and gives her a big old hug and spins her around.
I get uncomfortable talking about myself for too long, so
I'm hugging you so hard right now. Well, Griana is, and me.
Thank you.
So is Zill.
Thank you.
And everyone hugs.
We're all hugging. But like we've never hugged before. Mm-hmm. Not even after we won the championship.
I've never told anyone this before either, so it's nice.
It's crazy. Remember when we were just coworkers?
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, fucker.
I need
Hey. I wanted to know.
All right, so you guys spend one last night together.
We all snuggle in one bed.
Does Griana consent to that?
Yes.
Wow, you all snuggle in one queen-sized bed.
We're
and
all,
then
Kai takes up half of it. It's so annoying.
And you take up like the other half. It's truly unfortunate.
Zill's just like a stick Zill
and
in the middle.
Phoebe lays on top of the pillows.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then Zill gets pushed on the ground. And Zill's on the ground.
No, she's
Zill's sandwiched.
She's sandwiched
between them safely.
But she's like the thin slice of turkey. That's just like.
I guess cuddling with Phoebe because
I love it.
Iga is still here.
Yes.
And Thursday morning comes, you all get your new outfits, your skateboard.
She doesn't know about the stuff.
So it's the last stop on the journey, you guys. You go, you pick up the ornamental daggers and the skateboard. And then you head over to Taylor, I hardly know her. And
that's a great name.
Did you not like it, Cameron? Well, Cameron, that's the name of my tailor shop. So I know she is. And
she's had a long day.
She has. And so then you go to the shop, and you all get. I will accept written descriptions from each of you about what you want your outfit to be. You did yours pretty specifically,
I did.
And so did you. But yours is a little more vague. But.
What's mine?
They requisitioned your outfit for you because you weren't there. And so
thanks for letting me sleep in again.
Robern presents this very like lead boy in a boy band outfit, but hotter. And it is a complete look with like leather pants and really cute like studded boots.
Shut up.
And
bone belt.
No way.
And
bone
then
belt?
Yes, bone belts for both you and Kai. Yeah.
I need this outfit in real life, but and then, not real bones. Thank
and
you.
Then the sort of coup d'etat. You are given a headband with cat ears on it. And then lastly, what? He presents a Letterman jacket sort
okay.
of looking thing.
Okay.
On the front of which is an embroidered World's Best Boss badge.
Shut up, my heart.
And then on the back of it, in very fancy cursive lettering, are the words Meats and More.
Thank you, guys.
Brianna throws up.
Brianna doesn't throw up. In fact, she eats.
She does the opposite.
The opposite of throwing
she
up.
Really a transformative journey.
Yeah, Brianna combusts into tears. Thank you guys so much. This is really, really nice. And I've never owned anything like it. Even though I feel like I've owned this my whole life.
Oh.
And so
I immediately put it on. How does
good.
It look?
Yes. Amazing.
I knew it. Yeah, I knew it was going to look amazing because it's just so me. I didn't even know this is what I needed my whole life, but I'm feeling fabulous.
And so Robin gives you his well wishes and then sort of sends you off because you guys do have to be at the boat super early. And Lavinia meets you at the docks. And just like that, you guys have boarded the boat. And it is not but 20 minutes before it sets sail. And to that, we have to look forward to our next series, The Boat to Burnforth. Thank
Yay.
You.
Wow.
You have completed the first chapter. You did it.
The next episode is Brianna's.
Yep.
Yay! Yay. Wow.
I'm so excited.
We did it. You can stop recording, Cameron. So, we've made it. The end of the prologue season, season zero. Though it perhaps took our heroes a bit longer than their DM anticipated, I wouldn't have had it any other way. I put a lot of love into these final three episodes just because it was sort of a comeuppance for us. We started in a dorm room. And we didn't think anyone would particularly care. And at the very end, we found out that many did. And we've thus said goodbye to dorm rooms. And it's been a crazy, rewarding experience for everyone involved. And it wouldn't have been that way without you guys. So thank you from the very, very bottom of my heart for that. You did hear in the episode that Molly will be departing from the podcast for now. This is because she is, of course, moving to LA to write. You know, most of us sort of have other dreams. I don't. This is it. This was the dream for me. I just roped everyone else into it. But she's leaving, and we decided that we weren't ready to say goodbye to Phoebe. So she and I are going to be the only recurring cast members from this, but we are going to move forward and launch a Twitch stream, which we are super excited to do, with some new faces, and we're going to see where that goes around September, October-ish, so stay tuned. As for the regular Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice podcast, we are going to take 1 week off. And then we are going to pick back up, and the rest of the summer is going to be two things. The first of which is the remaining three backstory episodes, one of which we have already filmed and two of which are still yet to come. The first one that's coming to you is Griana's Spirit Week, and that is the rowdiest thing we've ever done. So if you thought we were rowdy before, good news. it gets worse. So that's gonna come your way real friggin' fast. And then we got Zill's backstory, Kai's backstory, and then we're going to do a brief small Boat to Burnfort series. And then we are going to be at Burnfort for season 2 by the time fall hits. I would assume. I would friggin' hope so. So that's sort of where we're going. That's where the journey is heading. I hope you are coming with us. And that's all I got. The deepest thank you. If you would like to stay in touch with us on Twitter, you can find us at Dungeons Dice. If you want to stay in touch with what Molly's doing, you can find her at Berserky. I'm going to let you figure out how to spell that. If you haven't noticed, I actually was able to use the entire EP that Cameron made for us this episode, which was crazy insane, and two extra songs from his band Prominence, and it made all the difference. It was so impressive. I'm not over it in the slightest. So please, 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 please go show him some love if you appreciated that music. I think he deserves way more thanks than, you know, I do, because it's just, it was crazy good. And of course, you got our first guest this week, which was Megan Rose Weber. She's my little sister. She actually surprised me the day of by showing up at my apartment in Chicago, and she lives in Colorado, and I had asked her to write this terrible romance novel for this character I was thinking about, and she showed up to deliver it, and I could think of no better way for it to be read than from the artist's perspective. So we were really excited to get her in there. It was her second time ever playing Dungeons & Dragons. God forbid it was the first. So it's, as you can see, it's a real community. And so welcome. You're a part of it, especially if you're here listening to me ramble on for 5 minutes. I'm happy to have you. And I will see you next time where our adventure takes a turn.